This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Wednesday has officially assessed members of Russia's forces have committed war crimes in Ukraine, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, adding Washington's conclusion was based on a careful review of available information from public and intelligence sources. In a statement, Blinken said the United States will continue to track reports of war crimes and will share information it gathers with allies, international institutions, and added that a court of law would ultimately be responsible in determining any alleged crime. U.S. President Joe Biden last week said Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, is a war criminal for attacking Ukraine. Putin calls his offensive a special military operation to demilitarize and denazify the country. NATO now estimates that up to 15,000 Russian troops have been killed while fighting in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A senior NATO official, speaking on condition of anonymity, estimates between 7,000 and 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in 4 weeks of fighting. That estimate is based on information from Ukrainian officials, information Russia has released, whether intentional or not, and on intelligence from open sources. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, it appeared Russian forces would swiftly topple Ukraine's government. But instead, Ukrainian troops have put up unexpected resistance. Now, Russia is bogged down in a grinding military campaign with no end in sight. I'm Mike Hempen.
Civilian casualties are thought to be in the thousands. The United Nations estimates more than 3.5 million people have fled Ukraine since the beginning of the invasion. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is heading to Europe as he and allied leaders try to keep the Russian war in Ukraine from getting worse. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Today marks 4 weeks of fighting in Europe's worst crisis since World War II, with Ukrainians holding their own against a far more powerful Russian military. There are fears Vladimir Putin will resort to harsher measures, maybe chemical weapons.
I think it's a real threat.
The president, shortly before boarding Air Force One to Brussels, where aides say he will coordinate new sanctions on Moscow, potentially targeting hundreds of Russian lawmakers. He'll also address long-term efforts to boost allied defenses in Eastern Europe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine works in its youngest children. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It's the news many parents have been waiting for. Moderna says its vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. And if regulators agree, it could mean the little ones could start getting vaccinated by the summer. COVID vaccines in general don't prevent infection with the Omicron mutant as well as they fended off earlier variants. But Moderna's president Stephen Hoge says
the vaccine provides the same level of protection against COVID in young kids as it does in adults.
He says the vaccine can help protect children under six from COVID's worst effects.
Pediatric hospitals did see a lot of COVID-19 this last winter.
Moderna says it will ask regulators soon to approve the two small dose shots for youngsters under six. I'm Rita Foley.
In the U.S., Madeleine Albright, who fled the Nazis as a child in her native Czechoslovakia during World War II, but rose to become the first female U.S. Secretary of State, and in her later years, a pop culture feminist icon, died on Wednesday at the age of 84, her family said. Quote, we are heartbroken to announce that Dr. Madeleine K. Albright, the 64th U.S. Secretary of State and the first woman to hold that position, passed away earlier today. The cause was cancer, the family said on Twitter. Again, Madeleine Albright, who was the first U.S. female Secretary of State, died Wednesday at the age of 84, according to her family on Twitter. Recapping our top story, the United States on Wednesday officially assessed members of Russia's forces committed war crimes in Ukraine. That's coming from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, saying the conclusion was based on a careful review of available information from public and intelligence sources. U.S. President Joe Biden last week called President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Putin says it's a special military operation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.